This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, our Talk America radio stations, our Mega Talk stations, our leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases, plus hello up there to George and company on the GCN Live Network, and around the world via the internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. Thank you for your service to America. And we also appreciate our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too. Thanks for your service to America. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And here he is, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that here on this program. It's part of what America is all about. And let's start out, Kyle, talking about Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. He is going to be going today in front of the judge for a sentencing, his sentence, and there's a lot of speculation about this. We don't really know what's going to happen.
Well, that's true, and of course, as we know, the Mueller people have said that that they recommend, the special counsel office has recommended essentially zero jail time for Flynn's cooperation, as it were. But Captain, there's a lot more to this, and that is, of course, there may be the possibility that the judge could throw out the guilty plea, basing it on the idea that Flynn was not told by the FBI that he would need a lawyer present for.
Well, the illegal actions of the FBI and the DOJ, let's be honest about, that's what it was.
Well, exactly right. Now, the special counsel's office has put out a statement saying that, of course, I'm just paraphrasing here, with Flynn's vast experience and so forth, he would know not to lie to federal agents. They didn't have to warn him not to lie. But the whole tenor of the conversation, Captain, that we understand, according to these reports, is that Michael Flynn did not expect that he would be somehow in the crosshairs on this. He actually thought he was helping to move the ball forward, to be helpful to the investigators and so forth. But in reality, of course, he wound up kind of being set up in the whole thing, it looks like.
Well, that's all true. And of course, the other aspect to this is the fact that he was an unregistered agent for the Ukraine, but that is not worthy of a jail sentence. That is only worthy of a fine. And he might get the fine for that, but he certainly would not get a jail sentence.
Well, right. And, of course, everything else is that happened to him is predicated on this whole thing of so-called lying to the FBI. In which case, and in terms of being in a personal level, it's ruined his life. That he had to sell his house to pay the legal bills and these kinds of things. It was just such an enormous crushing weight that came down upon him, ostensibly in this larger picture of the get Trump, agenda that we've been witnessing.
Well, we now have something else going on, and it's the Green Beret Major, Matthew Goldstein, who killed a Islamic bomb maker after his identity and what he was doing was released, and the global the tribal chief that he was communicating with, he gave me information, was also ID'd, and the major was afraid that this guy was going to go to the Taliban and get this guy killed. So instead of, you know, one thing leading to another, he beat him to the punch. They got into a gunfight and he shot the bad guy dead. And I have no remorse over this, and I don't understand what the problem is, because this guy was a bomb maker.
That's right. Bomb makers are very, very valuable targets. The Israelis understand this very, very clearly, Captain, throughout the modern history of Israel. If they can take out bomb makers, that means that they truly are saving lives, because the bombs are hard to make. They are very volatile, obviously, and there's a speciality to all of that. But that being said, it will be interesting to see, of course, how this pans out, because we are dealing, of course, with the process of military law and so forth. And I read one particular opinion piece earlier today that suggested that President Trump, of course, as we know, he's reviewing this case, but he may wait until the final verdict is rendered in case he would want to pardon the major.
Well, that's true, but he is definitely saying that he is going to get involved, and he is taking a look at this case, as well he should,
exactly.
Because I don't think the major did anything out of line. This is like my good friend, former Congressman, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, when he took a .45, put it right up beside the head of this bad guy that they caught, because they knew there were IEDs on the street up ahead of him, and he pulled the trigger right beside his head. And he says, the next one's going in you if you don't tell me where these IEDs are. And then he sang like a canary.
Right. Well, again, especially in war, you have these very extraordinary circumstances. And when you're trying to make sure that innocent people or your own group are not killed, there are lots.
Well, he had 200 Rangers that were fixing to go into a trap.
Right, exactly.
And he ended that real quick and got the information, and that was the end of it. Then they tried to prosecute him. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch all across the country tonight on a Tuesday morning. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Do again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Results will vary depending on your PC software and other factors.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
It's the middle of the night, and you're out on the highways, and you're hungry. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? Well, how about looking for the golden arches of a Casper's McDonald's near you, because you can order off their 24-7 breakfast menu or get one of those great McDonald's sandwiches right now, too. Hot, delicious French fries, got them. Hash browns, got them. Appetite alarm silenced. And they've got truck parking, too, at all their interstate highway locations. Remember, that's Casper's McDonald's, where they got their lights on for you in the middle of the night. Tell them the captain sent you. And enjoy one of those triple breakfast stacks on the McMuffin, the biscuit, or the McGriddle, too. Those are really good. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You heading out to McDonald's?
I think so. Yeah, there's one right around the corner from me.
There you go. All right. James Comey yesterday testified behind closed doors, and he came out like a battle horse.
He did. He did. He had not really mince words at all, Captain, what he thinks about the Republican members of Congress. In fact, saying that Republican members, they have to have the courage to stand up and speak the truth, he said. They shouldn't be cowed by mean tweets or fear of their base. He says, Captain says, there is a truth, and they're not telling it. And
Comey is?
Well, see, exactly right. See, that's the funny part. And I was listening to his press conference earlier today or earlier yesterday, and just getting the impression again that we're once again witnessing the James Comey show. Yes, he was called to Capitol Hill. Yes, it was behind closed doors, but we should have an idea of what was said later today, what officially was said later today. But James Comey is again outdoing the James Comey thing. And whereas there's still some big unanswered questions about how he conducted the investigation for Hillary Clinton, and on it goes. So if he's going to lecture everybody about how to do things and this kind of stuff, I think it's really ironic.
And the president will be deciding very soon about the shutdown. Again, he's prepared to go ahead and shut the government down, because actually all you're shutting down is 14% of the government, because 86%, as we discussed yesterday and last week and the week before, is fully funded for a whole year. That was done earlier in the year, and all the entitlement programs will all get the money they need.
Well, exactly. That's why the Armageddon sort of descriptions that we're getting from Democrats and so forth is it amounts to a big public spin operation. I think, Captain, they are very, very afraid. Talk about being afraid of what voters might think and so forth. I think the Democrats are, because they know that President Trump, his signature issue is border security. And why would the Democrats literally want to align themselves with the idea that, no, we don't want more border security. In fact, we want to make it easier for people to cross the border illegally. We don't want to hear any talk about terrorists or drug cartels or anything like that. But the funny thing is, Captain, at one time they did talk about border security. But now, because it's a Trump signature issue, they're completely against it. That, and on top of that, they're looking to get more voters, obviously, in the future.
Right. And the president also yesterday authorized more aid for farmers amidst the trade war that we may or may not be having with China.
Well, that's right, and this people are waiting to see how this is going to pan out. You know, you have the tariff truce, as it were, but there's going to have to be a far-reaching, long-range deal before everything calms down.
And of course, with everything that has been going on, we've still got this United U.S. Space Command that the president wants to create, and that's what they're going to call it, the United U.S. Space Command. What do you think about that?
Well, it is very, very interesting. I mean, over 50 years ago, you had the Department of NASA created, essentially, the National Aeronautic and Space Administration. But of course, things have changed a lot over the last half century. It is no stretch of the imagination that future battles could take place in space, regarding satellites and taking out the communications of the enemy, these kinds of things. And so, obviously, I think President Trump is trying to look forward and prepare, because you have countries like China wanting to get much more involved in space.
Now, Senator Mitch McConnell is not one to usually stand away from blame. He usually, if he's wrong, he says something like that, but he has decided to let the president take the lead on the shutdown.
Well, yes. Well, I mean, it's going to be called the Trump shutdown, no matter what it would seem. But certainly after that exchange in the Oval Office the other day between President Trump and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, I think that they've looked at this issue. I think they realize again that the American people want something done, something tangible, substantial, not just sort of some lip service done to say, yes, we should have border security, and one day we'll have to get around to doing something like that. I think they actually want it, because President Trump campaigned on this. This is something that he has literally hung his hat on, and if he appears to back down, by the way, then that is going to really ruin that for him as we head into the next 2 years, and of course the election year of 2020.
And we're getting a lot of backlash from this Texas judge that decided against Obamacare, and a lot of Democrats are just, you know, creating a facade about, oh, it's going to cost you more in premiums, it's going to, you're not going to have coverage, your pre-existing won't cover you, this, that, and the other. None of that is true.
Well, no, and certainly the judge that declared the law unconstitutional, I mean, ironically, now we're hearing from the Democrats about how you can't just go get a judge to strike down a law that was passed by the
Congress. Want to bet? They do it all the time.
Well, exactly, and that's and they've done this to the extreme. But now, of course, we're talking about the Obamacare law. We're looking at its underpinnings. The underpinnings have been removed, essentially, because the individual mandate is no longer there, so the whole thing collapses. But now there's the opportunity in this for the president to be able to reach across the aisle. Hopefully some Democrats would decide that it's better to legislate than just to investigate, and perhaps there can be something that would come out of that. But what could come out of that, Captain, is of course the idea that you could buy health care across state lines, you could do all these different things that conservatives have been talking about for so long. And remember, for all those who are listening, remember, Obamacare was passed without one Republican vote. It was not bipartisan in the least.
By the way, the president has blasted the Fed for even considering a rate hike.
Well, right. Well, that's because, you know, obviously he wants to see the economy continue to grow. The Fed, it looked like they were going to raise the rates a little bit at a time and then maybe back off a little bit. It wasn't going to be as much as we thought. And that all that moves the markets. But certainly we're looking at what's going on in the stock market right now. And the perception of the economy is paramount at this point.
And he's also still blasting the Dems for not backing the wall, because the wall is the answer to finally getting some real security along that border. And the Dems are going, well, we'll give you money for a fence, but not a wall. A wall is just not right. It gives the wrong impression of America. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't, because the impression of America is that, number one, people can live in peace and safety in America, and when you don't have the ability to control the border and anybody can walk across it, and I'm not talking about people who are trying to look for a better life, and we know all of the ins and outs of that, but we're talking about those who would use that to their advantage to either run drugs that go to kids, or we're seeing terrorists who can use that to their advantage as well. And so the United States, no, it wouldn't send the wrong message at all. It would send the message that we are for law and order, we are for peace and safety, and we're not going to allow people to come in and corrupt our kids or do other things that would tear down the United States of America.
And let's talk about Tijuana for a minute, because 370 people have been arrested over the past week or so. Majority of them have been arrested for violence and crimes committed involving drugs. And I think that tells you all you want to know right there about why we need the wall.
Well, exactly right. Now, you know, the weird thing is that the officials in Tijuana, or those who are speaking out against the caravan members, some of them, of course, that were up to no good, that came to Tijuana and did these kinds of things, if they simply stood on the other side of the border and said the same thing, they would be accused of being racists and all kinds of stuff. It would just never end. But they're seeing what's happening now.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. We're going to talk about a little bombing that happened in Africa, Somalia. We got rid of 62 bad guys. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News.
Stocks are plunging on Wall Street after concerns of a bear market and the possibility of rising interest rates. The Dow lost 507 points to close at 23,592. Former Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul tells Fox News the Fed's in a bit of a pickle here.
Just more money won't work, and that's why the Fed's in a dilemma, because they've done it for a long time, and they're just tinkering with slowing that up.
Former FBI Director James Comey is going after Republicans, telling them to stand up for the rule of law.
At some point, someone has to stand up, and in the face of fear of Fox News, fear of their base, fear of mean tweets, stand up for the values of this country and not slink away into retirement.
Comey was meeting behind closed doors with two committees and has been also known to send out some controversial tweets in his own right. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Than we are.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Council.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Today at 12 noon, I'll be over having lunch at Mug's Sports Bar and Grill. 59th Street in Overton at the Icott Center. Stop by, and we always like to see the people that stop by and enjoy our company. We enjoy their company just as much. So that's today, 12 noon, Mug Sports Bar and Grill in Largo. And I'll tell you more about that, but right now we got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we got 62 bad guys, and I mean we got them. There was this meeting of some sorts that was being held in Somalia, and two of our warcraft were tipped off to it, and we conducted 6 airstrikes against these guys because they got out on the run, and this was on December the 15th. 34 were killed in one, and in two more on December the 16th, 28 more were killed. And this was all along the area south of the capital of Mogadishu. And this is good stuff. These are the Al-Shabaab guys. These are bad guys.
Exactly right. And part of the good news in this as well, Captain, is that we understand that no civilians were killed in this raid. And so it looks like they were able to specifically target and take out the bad guys.
Easy for you to say.
Right.
Yeah. And what is going on that the White House is lawyering up to get into what is being called a drag-out fight with the House, according to Newsmax? What's that all about?
Well, I think that, of course, as the Democrats take control of the House, they're going to start investigation after investigation. There's going to be subpoenas. There's going to be demands for preservation of documents and these kinds of things. And they're pretty much going to try to make everybody's life a miserable existence in the White House as much as possible. People that work there, you know, will probably have to be have legal representation just to be able to answer these kinds of requests. And a lot of these things, Captain, I think are being done, of course, to simply try to paralyze the administration. This is one part of the tactics that will be used for that. We'll see other hearings. Maxine Waters, for example, will call in and haul in CEOs of companies and banks and grandstand and try to make the news with that kind of thing. But a lot of it, though, I think, Captain, is going to result in the Democrats really creating the perception that they're overplaying their hand in all of this. The American people, they may give the House to one party, the White House to another party, and it's what's called split ticket voting, but they expect things to be done. They didn't elect the Democrats to go impeach Donald Trump. They elect the members of Congress and the Senate to go out and do things and make accomplishments. So I think they're going to get a rude awakening on that.
Well, that's all probably true. Now, would it surprise you if I told you the Democrat attorney generals were now lining up to appeal the ruling that has killed Obamacare?
Well, no, not surprising at all. They're outraged, from what I hear.
And they are going to file a class action suit, all these Democratic states, all these Democratic attorney generals, against this judge and this court decision.
Well, I think it's going to get fast-tracked at some point here, and we'll get to the Supreme Court sooner than later. And we'll see if the court even decides to hear that kind of appeal or to hear that case. But it is interesting, though, Captain, that every single time the Democrats don't like something that President Trump says or does or even in the execution of his authority and power under the Constitution, Democrats will go find a judge that will tell them what they want to hear. And then suddenly we're told that if we question that, if we analyze it, if we ask questions about it, then suddenly that, we just don't understand democracy.
We're judge shopping.
We're judge shopping. Yeah, exactly. And so that's what they're saying that the Republicans are doing. But this is going to be really big time because the individual mandate was taken out. The earlier Supreme Court decision talked about the fees and so forth being a tax. And now all that's kind of gone. Now there's nothing to support Obamacare. So it really is going to collapse, either under its own weight, which we know will happen, or it's going to simply be eradicated by being declared unconstitutional. Either way, the Congress will have to either come up with something new or go back to the drawing board completely.
Are you familiar with the criminal justice bill in the Senate?
I'm not completely.
That's the one where they're going to give felons back their rights and all that sort of thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Now, at a national level,
yeah.
The nonviolent criminals.
Right.
Okay. Well, that passed its first test vote in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thinking they can have that passed by the end of the year.
Well, very interesting. You know, it used to be a big incentive. You didn't want to become a convicted felon because you'd lose some of your rights, and that one of that would be voting.
Yeah, well, you'd lose all your rights.
Yeah, and now it's okay.
Now, Senator Lamar Alexander in Tennessee has said that he is not going to run for reelection, and it kind of looks up that sets up the Tennessee governor, Haslam Looms, who I believe was the one that ran against Marsha Blackburn.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, it'd be interesting to see. An interesting retirement. Lamar Alexander has been there for forever, really.
Three terms and two terms as governor, three terms as senator.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. So there'll be a void there. So, yeah, we'll see.
Now, also, the Florida has got a situation where we had a young man who's been accused of sending bomb-making instructions to people who support violent jihad. His name is Tayyib Tahir Ismail, 33, who was arrested on Friday during an FBI raid in Pembroke Pines. He is a member of CARE. And now that I'm finding out about this, I mean, this was an almost that almost got through.
Exactly right, yeah. And we're just sort of learning about this. He's made some very, very bad statements, obviously, from what we understand.
Well, he was at a homeless shelter in 2010, and he made terrorist threats then. So he got on the radar then. He was also describing himself as an Al-Qaeda soldier back in 2010.
Exactly right. Well, it goes to show that, you know, obviously we have people who have these viewpoints, these proclivities, and are willing to act on them in our midst. And so that kind of threat has really not abated. You're waiting for terrorists to be able to take action, and they'll take action when they can. I don't think that they sit around saying, no, I'm not going to do it today, or this kind of thing. I think that they know that they're on the radar. They know that as soon as they're able to execute their plan, that they would want to do it. So that's why we have to have, obviously, law enforcement, the FBI, and anybody who hears or tells of these kinds of things to report it immediately.
Well, this is a bad guy, and they got him at the right time.
Absolutely, and lives have been saved as a result of that, because this threat is not going away. The ideology hasn't changed. The hatred of America hasn't changed. I think we've just seen this demonstrated time and time again.
And by the way, the GOP is apparently trying to figure out what direction they want to go in right now, as they are looking about Pennsylvania and how can they make sure they win Pennsylvania again in 2020 and some of these other states that were blue for a number of years. To that, I say, just get out and do what you did before.
You know, you're absolutely right about that, Captain, and they need to have unity. If there's really almost nothing more important in presidential races than party unity. As soon as it fragments, I mean, just go back. I remember back with, you know, Jimmy Carter. We had the Carter malaise, but Carter was challenged by Ted Kennedy back in 1980. It really hurt him. And, of course, Reagan was a force to be reckoned with. He was going to come in and win, I think, at any rate. But generally speaking, when you have challenges and you don't have party unity, or you're squabbling, or you're, well, Trump is this and Trump is that, it's only going to hurt the GOP. The way they win is, you're right, do what they do and be proud of it and get the message out and go forward with one accord.
And by the way, the border force, the military that was down on the border, has now been cut just about in half. Predominantly what's left down there right now are military policemen to enforce and back up the border patrol that are down there.
Well, right, and hopefully the correct message was sent by President Trump, that, look, this is not going to work. You can send caravan after caravan if you want to, but we are going to double up. We're going to be ready. We're going to have these things in place, not because we don't want people to come to the country, but because we don't want these kinds of things to happen where people cross illegally or storm the border, and because we see what kind of crisis that creates.
All righty, we'll talk to you tonight on the radio. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Captain. Take care.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Catch him at KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com, and we will be right back with our Truckers, Highway, and Byway report. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Tosh, Dominic's proudly American-made.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and now it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we're going to get things started right here, right now. We're getting the engine fired up here. Let's see. Let me give this a little bit of ether. We'll get this truck running. Here we go. It's Jerry Reed and company up there floating around somewhere in a cloud, and they're eastbound and down, load up and trucking. Let's start out in the northwest tonight because that's where all the action is for the most part in terms of weather, winter weather. East of Seattle, Snoqualmie, up to the Canadian border, down into Oregon, I-5. You're going to have rain in the lower elevations down into Oregon, and by the time you get into the mountains again, there'll be some snow mixed with rain. Medford, Oregon, got rain, got snow over to the east in the mountains, Mount Shasta. And Coeur d'Alene, you've got snow there tonight. 4th of July, you got snow there. It looks like you're hanging iron to go over the top of that because it's red. You've got about half of Montana that's under a winter storm warning tonight right now. So I-90 and I-84 coming out of Oregon. You're going to be in it coming down off Cabbage. And you're also going to have it in Idaho and Boise, and let's see here, down in Wyoming, where there's some unsettled weather tonight on I-80. You got a lot of wind. You got a mixture of some snow, and it's mostly flurries right now. It's not snowing that hard, but there you go. And it's also down into Colorado tonight too. So be careful there. And the big problem right now down in the south, I-20, I-30, below I-40, so you're not going to see it there. But I-20, I-30, I-55, I-59, I-22 coming out of Mississippi towards Tupelo. Fog, heavy fog again through all those areas. Plus, the fog goes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico and Louisiana, and west of New Orleans, you're going to have it, and eastern Texas, you're going to have it. Beaumont, certainly going straight up the eastern part of Texas into the southeastern part of Oklahoma, and the bottom third of Arkansas, as well as all the way down to Harlingen, to Edinburgh, and to Brownsville, Texas tonight. Pea soup fog, so be careful. And in the northeast, the only snow I see is way, way, way up in Maine. So there you go. Remember, our Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group. That's Moss Family Automotive with the Nissan dealerships in Crystal River and Newport Richey. That's mossnissan.com, and also the Moss Wholesale to the Public store in Homosassa Springs. Their website is Moss Wholesale to the Public. And the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet here in Tampa on Northdale Mabry, and you find them by going to mossfamilychevrolet.com. All right, joining us right now, Dan the Man, I do believe, is on the line. Hey, sir.
How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm just coasting.
Hey, now, I was under the impression that Bernie Sanders couldn't run as a Democrat again after the DNC changed the eligibility rules to run in presidential under the banner of the Democrats if you weren't a Democrat.
Got me.
I don't know, but he's an independent. They wish they would have had that rule in 16 when he ran against Clinton, because he wouldn't even have been in the primaries. And that's what I'm under the impression that they have changed that rule, and unless you're a registered Democrat and if you're current office holder, you better be a Democrat if you're going to run as a Democrat, holding the party banner in the 50 states. And right now, he doesn't meet the eligibility. So
okay.
I don't know. I think the only way that Trump can win re-election, as bad as this is all screwed up, what you saw in the midterms, you're going to need a real left-wing bona fide third party out there. And I think Sanders would be great as split the Democrat vote.
And, well, there's a rumor circulating about Biden running as an NPA.
I don't know. He's pure Democrat. I couldn't see Biden coming in as a third party. I think Biden's smarter than that. If you want to be a disruptor, run as a third party. But if you really want to win, you're going to have to run as a Democrat or a Republican.
Where's Ross Perot when you need him?
Yeah, exactly. But that's you know, and people forget about 1980. You know, Reagan was strong. The demographics of the country were completely different, you know, 38 years ago. We had John Anderson out there.
And Ralph Nader, too.
Yeah. And, you know, he took about 5% from Reagan. But, you know, if he wouldn't, Reagan could have actually swept, except for maybe Georgia. But I would think that would be one thing. They're going to keep their eye on Bernie, because the DNC really doesn't want Bernie in the mix again. And I think at his age, I don't think he's going to run. I don't think Biden's going to run either. I don't think they're up for it. And the Tennessee, I don't think the former governor that got beat by Blackburn, that's a lot of work for 2 years, putting your campaign together, running statewide. You know, and there's a lot of burnout. And it seems like once you're defeated, you just kind of let it go after that.
Unless you're Mitt Romney.
Yeah, well, you know, that in Utah, I don't even know where Mitt Romney's from anymore. You know, he runs in Massachusetts.
Well, he's
born in Michigan.
Got a home in Utah, got a home in Mass, got a home in Michigan.
Yeah, well, you know, that was prime real estate for him because he's a Mormon. He was out there, big names, Salt Lake Olympics 20 years ago. Yeah, that was wide open for him. I just hope, I guess with me, my only concern with Republicans, I think if you got Senate Republicans and House Republicans, you put them in one room, I think you would find more of them like Jeff Flake than Donald Trump. Because they're awful spineless. They should have had the new attorney general confirmed before the first of the year. They could have done it in 2 days.
Well, watch Rick Scott and see what happens.
Yeah, well, I hope.
I'm serious. Watch him and see what happens.
Well, all right. Well,
he got elected on a platform. He said what he was going to do, and let's see if he does what he said he did, what he said.
Well, we'll see. But I figure the next year is going to be real tumultuous. Nothing's going to get done in Congress. I don't think the Supreme Court's going to hear that case out of Texas. Even the Republicans are.
Well, if they don't, that means it stands.
Yeah, it stands, but I think the appeals will say, no, it's not unconstitutional, and then I think the Supreme Court will say, we're not going to hear it.
Well, the reason why it's unconstitutional right now is there is no tax, so it changes everything.
I know, but I think right now it would be like trying to overturn Roe v. Wade. You've given something to everybody now, and you're not going to take it away. I mean, that's how democracy works in a republic. You give something to somebody, you can't take it away. You could have the worst government program in the world, but as long as you have one success, it stands. I mean, I can only think of one program that was ever abolished, and that was, you're going back to the early 80s, and that was Dan Quayle, Ted Kennedy, when they worked together and they got rid of CETA. Other than that, you bring it in, it's here forever. And that's, I don't know how you're going to, I don't know how we're ever going to afford, you know, universal health care unless, you know, we decide we're going to go back to the Obama years where the economy is just flat all the time. There's no prosperity. But, you know, hey, everybody's got universal health care.
Okay, got to go. Sometimes. Here comes the music.
Well, listen, I will talk to you the first of the year.
Thanks. Have a good one, Dan.
Okay.
All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. We got an affiliate coming to Lafayette soon. I don't know which one it is, but there is one right there that we're aiming at. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.